Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We've pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place just to make life easier for you. And to start, while RTE was a major topic of conversation in the press this week, they were back before the Public Accounts Committee and the Gift Grub microphones were on hand to capture all the action.
RTE executives and stars will appear today in front of the Public Accounts Committee. Ironically, this programme will draw higher ratings than any RTE programme itself. Social media star James Patrice is outside government buildings on the red carpet.
Well, they're all here, the big stars coming in to answer all the questions in front of the Public Accounts Committee. There he is. There's Kevin Backhurst there. Kevin, look, Kevin. What are you wearing? Kevin. What are you wearing?
I'm sorry, no comment.
Thanks. That was Oscar De La Renta. He was wearing Marty Kevin. Morrissey's there as well. Hi, Marty. Oh, God, that's lovely, Marty.
Thanks,
what are you
James.
Wearing? Looks expensive. Is that Gucci?
No, it's John Stores. It's Dynamic Streetwear by Paul Galvin. Paid for it myself.
And come here to me. That was a lovely big Merc or something you wrote. Is that sponsored car?
No, it's an Uber. Look, I've got the receipts right here. It's an Uber.
Way out of that, you rascal. See you, Marty.
Marty Morrissey here. I'm on the list. Thanks.
Sorry, I don't see your name down here.
No, I'm in the top 10 in 2024.
A presenter? No, you're not here.
Well, I was nobbled out by Derek Mooney. It's complicated.
I'm sorry, Mr. Morrissey.
Dahi O'Shea, top 10, 2025.
In you go.
Here's boss.
Inside the Public Accounts Committee, Minister for Communications Patrick O'Donovan questioned RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst.
Oh, Mr. Backhurst, to accommodate proceedings here, I'd just like to ask you a couple of questions there going forward.
I'm sorry, I didn't understand that.
Can't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I'd like to make a couple of pertinent and germane inquiries regarding remuneration of personalities.
I'm sorry, Chair, I cannot understand a word the man is saying.
Jesus Christ.
After a brief recess, an interpreter was provided for Mr. Kevin Backhurst.
Can you tell us about Mr. Derek Mooney, Mr. Backhurst?
What do you want to know about Mr. Mooney?
I'm asking the questions here, Mr. Backhurst. Don't make me lose my temper. I can lose my temper very fast indeed. I'm like a Mitsubishi Lancer that goes from 0 to 60 in 5 seconds. No. All right, just answer the question.
Derek Mooney was reclassified as a producer.
Reclassified as a producer. Hearing a lot of this word producer going around. Mr. Backhurst, can I ask you this pertinent main question here?
Yes.
What is a producer?
What?
What is a producer?
It's incredible.
After seeking legal advice, Mr. Backhurst resumed his chair.
I'm afraid it's not that easy. Mr. Backhurst, I'll ask you for a fifth time now, okay?
Yes.
I'll ask you for a fifth time. What does a producer do? Answer the question. What does a producer do?
It can't be answered.
Well, I'm asking you the question, Mr. Backhurst, and I want to know the truth.
Shh. You can't handle the truth, because the truth is... Nobody knows what a producer does.
Oh, my God. Derek Mooney was then brought in and questioned by the committee.
Mr. Mooney, what was your function?
Well, I presented Mooney Goes Wild, Robins, Swifts, Swallows.
Well, I tell you, this is pretty hard for us to swallow Mr. Mooney there, huh? A bit of humour there juxtaposed against the usual aggression.
Yeah, no, it's good.
Yeah, so what else did you do?
Mooney Goes Wild, but also I presented Winning Streak.
Yeah, by the looks of these figures, you were on a bit of a winning streak of your own, Mr. Mooney.
Bit of a bonus job there.
After another 10 minutes of programme-related puns, Patrick O'Donovan continued.
I don't remember any of this, Mr. Mooney. What were you famous for?
Bye.
No, Mr. Mooney, you have no intention of leaving, please. Don't leave. What were you famous for?
No, I'm telling you. Bye.
Mr. Mooney, come back, please.
I'm not going anywhere. Bye.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
The Dublin and Galway by-elections were held on Friday to fill the Dáil seats left vacant by Pascal Donoghue and Catherine Connolly. Earlier in the week, I caught up with Jerry the Monk Hutch and Bertie Ahern, who are out on the campaign trail again.
With only 3 days to go before the Dublin Central by-election, canvassing is in full swing, with Jerry Hutch, a.k.a. the Monk, busy on the campaign trail.
Roy, are you ready to start filming?
Yeah, ready to go, Jerry.
Put another rip in me jeans there to make me look authentic.
Okay.
Lovely. Now bring in the kids so that they look nice and cuddly.
Bring the kids. Action, Jerry.
Here we are. Just a few policies for the people. I'm proposing no tax for anyone under 25. And I'm also going to do it. You can laugh. Politicians. Get involved in the comments below.
And cut, Jerry.
Was the sound okay on that?
Oh, yeah. Job's oxo.
In the other by-election in Galway West, Labour have brought out a political heavyweight to help with the campaign.
Ah, how are you?
Yes, indeed. I'm campaigning on behalf of Labour candidate Helen Ogbu. She's a wonderful...
Fred, who is it?
Well, Tommy, our next guest is Michael D. Higgins.
Sorry, what is going on? What?
Michael D., great to see you. Welcome to my home.
Oh, Tommy, I didn't know you were living here with Fred. Anyway...
Do you know what I was going to ask you?
No.
Do you know when you're sort of writing...
Yes, I was going to...
...the old poetry?
Talk
do you ever sort of just...
This candidate.
...look up into the clouds?
Look, Tommy, can I just...
And kind of think to yourself...
Yeah. Look, Tommy.
Do you know,
yeah.
What the hell is the whole thing about?
Tommy, I really don't have time for this box.
Back in Dublin Central, Bertie Ahern is back canvassing for Fianna Fáil in the wake of his latest controversy.
How are you, Bertie?
Oh, how are you?
I'll be with you in a second. Would you just hold it there? Where's my phone?
I take your time, Darren.
How are you, Bertie?
How are you? How are you, Bertie?
How are you? I was just going to ask you.
Just hold it there in a second, Bertie, will you?
What?
Yeah. Just start talking now, Bertie.
Well, I was just going to talk to you about the upcoming election.
Tonight on Primetime, Bertie Ahern in the headlines again for more controversial remarks made on the campaign trail.
They'd be the people I'd be worried about.
Which ones, Bertie?
I just said who they...
Yeah, say it again, Bertie.
Well, the Westmeath people. You can't have tons of Westmeath people pouring in all over the place into Jones's Road, celebrating every little bleeding victory that they have.
What about the Kerry people, Bertie?
Well, the Kerry are even worse.
Oh.
But it's not just generation of Kerry people I'd be worried about. It's the next generation. What's that joke in your hat?
Back with the monk.
Right, are we ready to start filming again?
Yeah, ready, Jerry.
Put another rip in me jeans there.
Oh, Jerry, they're practically hanging off you already.
We put another rip in them and bring in the kids.
Okay, bring in the kids. Action, Jerry.
A few more policies for the people. Now, get involved in the comments. Free chocolate for all kids from day one.
Jerry, you do realise kids can't vote.
Well, let's do that again, so. Another policy for the people. Give the vote to everybody under 12. Now, the Milky Bars are on me. Get involved in the comments below.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
There's lots of GAA action happening this weekend, but Gift Grub went back to the very beginning to try and understand exactly what the GAA means to people, to you and I.
November 1st, 1884, Hayes Hotel in Thurles. The GAA is formed.
We'll have two games. Yeah. One with a stick and a small ball.
Yes. Yeah.
One with a big ball.
Yeah. Yeah.
The games were born. Our games. Games for all the people of Ireland. Free for everyone in Ireland to watch all our games. Yeah, right. Hayes Hotel obviously never heard of GAA Plus, because at GAA Plus, we've got all the best games behind a wall. And if you don't pay, you no see. And that's right, you've guessed it, because we've got all the best games as well, like Kerry versus Donegal this weekend and Cork versus Meath. Wanna see them? Cough up. Everybody's loving GAA Plus, like John in Waterford.
Oh, I'm telling you something now, boy. I'm doing TikToks left, right and centre in my car. And I'm telling you, this is nothing but naked greed, boy.
Davy in Clare.
Look it, this is a betrayal, so it is. Of our national values there. Son.
GAA Plus is a perfectly formed cash-grabbing machine which leaves you with little option but to try RTE.
Yeah, a huge day of GAA ahead today. We've got Longford versus London in the Talton Cup. We'll also be ringing somebody on a bad line to get an update on Kerry and Donegal. This is worse than CFAX.
They might only have third pick in games, but they've got first pick in banter with Donal O'Cusack and Joanne Cantwell.
Donal O'Cusack, I'm getting a coffee. Would you like one?
Why would I want a coffee?
I just thought you might like a coffee.
What told you that?
Nobody told me.
So how did you know I saw?
I didn't.
Oh, do you mean you didn't?
I just presumed you might like a coffee.
You call that journalism, do you?
What?
Presuming people might like a coffee, is that journalism?
Forget it, Donal O, good luck.
GAA Plus is going down a storm with our older subscribers.
What is a HDMI cable, love?
How can I get it from the laptop up onto the screen?
What's that noise?
At GAA Plus, we want to grow the game, but not before we grow our bank account. Because remember, these are our games. Emphasis on ours, not yours. Tasty games for a tasty sum of €95. GAA Plus. We make FIFA look like a charity. John and Davey did not receive gratuities for their contribution, but they did get mileage.
Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Daniel O'Donnell really is an ideas man. He joined me on Gift Grub this week with a major proposal for Donegal.
Listen, a few friends of mine were putting together a little consortium in Donegal.
Right.
It's a little proposal for the government to hold the Ryder Cup at Ballyliffin Links in 2031.
Ballyliffin Links? The Ryder Cup in Donegal? Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious, Ian. No. But I'll tell you why I'm saying it.
Why?
Because if we did host the Ryder Cup in Donegal, maybe we could finally get a flipping train station out of it. And I bet it would be built in 3 minutes flat as well if the flipping Ryder Cup was up here. Because golf tournaments for American millionaires seem to be the only way the government will do anything these days for anybody or build anything for anybody anywhere.
Daniel, this is supposed to be the funny bit of the show. You know that, don't you?
It's hilarious, isn't it? It's absolutely hilarious how these train stations just keep popping up out of nowhere. Sure, we might as well get, we might get an old bypass out of it as well, Ian, so that we don't have to squeeze by each other up in Donegal and 3 foot wide roads up here. The place has been left behind in 1935. So, Ryder Cup for Donegal, Micheál. We'll put it on for you. I'll do the opening ceremony with Declan Nerney and the three amigos, yeah, flipping toolbox. Good luck.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
Not nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Ah, it's nice to catch up with an old friend every now and again. I was lucky enough to get my old buddy Pascal Donoghue on the phone.
Oh, Ian, great to talk to you.
How are you?
What's happening back in Ireland? I can't tell us all the news. What's going on back there?
Yeah.
I'm so busy over here. I don't have time to keep up at all. I'm just New York Times every day and the financial, you know, the stuff, the Wall Street Journal and everything. Any crack at all back in Ireland?
Well, let's see. There's another RT payments controversy going on at the moment.
Jeez. That thing keeps turning up like a bad penny, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
No stopping it, I don't know.
I know. How's Simon doing in the finance job? I see his TikToks over here sometimes.
Yeah, well, he's very busy because he seems to have taken on lots of things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's doing all right, though, you know.
Does
he know anything about the economy, Pascal, do you think?
No, not really, no. To be honest with you, Ian, I had to teach him long division just before I went.
Oh, right, okay, yeah.
See, Simon, the thing was, he wasn't carrying the one, you know?
He wasn't, you got to carry the one, Simon.
You got to carry the one. The only problem was that one was equivalent to €1 billion each time.
I know, disastrous stuff,
So you live and learn, Ian, and learn.
Okay, well, listen... Thank you, Pascal. Great to hear.
How's Charlie? How's Thomas?
Yeah, they're all in great form. Thanks be to God. Yeah, I'll pass on your regards.
Would you ask them to send me over a box of Barry's tea there, will you?
Or I'll do that, Ed. Want some Tato as well?
Well, I'll leave it up to you, Ian.
All right, fair enough. Little surprise on the way.
Okay.
Thank you, Pascal. Former Taoiseach. Oh, Leo Varadkar. God, they're all coming out today. Is on the line. Leo Varadkar is on the line. Leo. How are you doing? How do you see the by-election panning out now?
Well, first of all, I came out years ago, Ian, so that's fine. What by-election, sorry? What are you talking about? Is there an election?
Yeah, there's two by-elections. One in Galway and there's one in Dublin Central. Didn't we call you yesterday? We made a call.
Shauna called me. She said she wanted me to say a few words about the big event this week. So.
The big event, yeah. The by-election.
Well, I didn't realise there was an election, sorry. I presumed when Shauna was talking to me that you were talking about the new Kylie documentary on Netflix, so that's what... But that's what I'm able to talk about.
Oh, sorry, you're on about the Kylie documentary.
I'm in a breeze about the election. I looked at the political stuff.
What do you think of the documentary? I saw it myself, actually.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazeballs, isn't it? I mean, I only watched one episode because I'm actually holding the others.
Yeah, for the weekend.
But the big news is the gold hot pants turn up, Ian.
Yeah.
They're actually there on screen, the hot pants. Yeah. I can actually reveal that, so... it's brilliant. It follows the early days in Neighbours. Kylie, and especially for you and Jason. Oh, my
Jason
God.
Jason Donovan,
so
emotional.
My God. Yeah. Pete Waterman talking about how they came up with I Should Be So Lucky. It's absolutely...
for God's sake. Yeah, I don't believe that.
Stop it, Ian. Well, I don't know. It's Pete Waterman. You know, there's probably such a Louise off him. Yeah. But
the Michael Hutchins thing now. In the next episode, you see Michael. Okay. That's lovely. Okay. That's very, very nice. Yeah. Very real. And the Nick Cave stuff as well, you know. Kylie's just amazing.
I'd recommend a box of Kleenex if I were you, Ian. I was absolutely in bits now.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
With Leinster taking on Bordeaux in Bilbao this weekend, the Leinster gang were heading over to support. On the boat.
This is the Rosslare to Bilbao ferry. I think Rob Kearney is there. He was due to be on it anyway. Hello, Rob.
Hi, Ian.
Hi, how are you doing? Rob, good. What's it like on the ferry over there? I mean, that's dedication. Going on a ferry to Bilbao. Wow.
Ian, the atmosphere is intense.
Right.
Passions are beginning to build as the boat slowly but steadily reaches its destination. People's breathing is becoming faster. Beads of sweat are beginning to descend from their brow. And gently trickle and snake down their necks. Onto their chest, into their navel, and ultimately reaching a cascade of emotions as we dock in Bilbao.
Oh, thanks. It's really.
Yeah, but it should be a good match anyway.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Rob. Johnny Sexton is there as well. Hi, Johnny.
How are you?
Big chance. Big chance for Leinster to deliver glory this weekend, eh?
Yeah, well, obviously, it's a massive game. Bordeaux are at the peak of their powers at the moment, so we're going to have to be at our very best if we want to be in with a chance of winning the Champions Cup.
Good man, yeah. I hear the birds there. I've always liked ferries. Yeah. They're good crack, aren't they, Johnny? They're going on the ferries there. Cinemas and everything. We went to one on a school tour, remember. What are they showing on the cinema today?
Yeah, listen, I'm not going to the cinema, yeah? This is the Champions Cup final. Serious business.
Okay. Johnny, any viruses on board? I hear there's a Heinemite virus going.
Oh,
Do you get it?
Yeah, you're hilarious. Just shut up, old man, will you? Go back to your golf, will you? Sending out pictures of your golf, empty golf courses. Give us a break.
And that's your lot. This has been your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning from 6 a.m.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?